Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
שולט בכל מי שסביבי יקרים המזומן מכיר את כל האנשים דרוכים ידיים בכיסים משכיחים על ענקים זה עדלת סעים מושך לי את העין אבטח בשבילו את אחי אבל קיים איבדתי את עצמי עזרי יבוא מאין תביא לי ששפסים עדיין ארצה עוד שתיים חייבת ללכת בדרך עדיין I can be a hachti et at me, him is man lo, em yodin bo mi zo der so, jam she en la album, bam bam, bam bam bila, me karere ta batia, so repet ye chal, banagila, achei she shachto, em yodin she ye chila, lo tricha se na huga bikil, huga bikila, bila, bam bam, bam bam bila, me karere ta batia, so repet ye chal, banagila,
שלי לימדה אותי לקחת את עצמי רחוק שאף אחד לא ספר אותי חלמתי על לספור שטרות אין לי זמן לספור כבשים אין לי זמן לטיפוסים מפוספסים צריך עוד נכסים רכיסים שדים חדשים גוצ'י נחשים סוסיים פסים משקפי נשים אוי שיט הכל משוק הפשפשים רודף אחרי כספים בקפקפים משומשים רוצה להיות טוב כלכלית עד גיל 50 מסקיות של הדבי אם יש להביא מזמש ועדן לי סחורה בלעדי יאו ערדי תלת נמדי חי עדתי שידברו עליי יותר כשאני לא פה פתאום הם עוצבים אותי שופטים אותי אוי לא, אוי לא בכל זאת נשארתי בראש טוב ידעתי מהבית ונכנסתי לעוד חור מקווה שידברו עליי יותר כשאני לא פה פתאום הם עוצבים אותי שופטים אותי אוי לא, אוי לא
סבבה, בוא ניתן לנו
סבבה
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Yours and now because
Elementary. We're gonna eat it for a century. Rough find again the loose representary. Ragamuffin with the entry. Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Yo, run that.
No.
Good.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chabarim. Shalom. Here the fifth day here for the Upper Room of Zion Thursdays right here. Here some technical difficulties. Apologies to those on the stream. Technical difficulties here, you know. But here we're moving forward, forward, forward. Let's wheel this and come again. Here goes. Love this job.
Jah. Everywhere I go, Babylon try to teach us.
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Yes, yes, yes. The Levi, Barrington Levi. First love, Revelation chapter 2, the things which are the seven churches, a message to Ephesus. Remember the dispensation of the kingdom connected with Ephesus chapter 1. Ephesus. The church at the end of the apostolic age, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, it says candlesticks, but lampstands are more correct context. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them that say they are apostles, and are not, and has found them liars, and has borne, like beer with something, borne, and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored, and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Hear, 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 the rhema word right here, first love. Remember, therefore, from whence and where thou art fallen, and repent, have a change of heart, a change of mind, and do the first works, or else I will come to thee quickly and remove thy lamp, thy candlestick, thy lamp out of his place, except thou repent, have a change of mind, think different. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitanes, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, the Irish, saith to the churches. To him that overcometh, the Menatzeach, the overcomer, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life that is in the midst of the paradise of the garden of Hailahim of Elohim. Hear, hear, the connection right here, hear, hear, brothers and sisters, with the reasonment that we just reasoned on earlier. Here concerning this Torah reading and feeding RSS number 3, Lech Lecha, concerning dispensations and the seven dispensations, namely dispensation of innocence, of conscience, of human government. Here, the fourth dispensation, right here, 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 right? The promise, hope, expectation, dispensation of Torah, of law, of grace. And at Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, we get the dispensation of kingdom. So how that connects right there concerning Ephesians and also concerning the church at Ephesus, here, 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 calling, that in the dispensation, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, the fullness of the eras, he might gather together in one all things in Christ in Moshiach, both that are in heaven, in the heavens, and that are in the earth, even in him. Here, 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 about to ride up right here with more on this 130th Psalm right here, here, here in the season. So here, the last call, calling, check it out now, or hopefully brothers and sisters check it out on the replay. We're going to ride up right here with the Midrash. It's little, but it's Talua, small but very important right here on Psalm 130. The 90-second mark came through, 90 seconds. Yes, I, Rastafari, here, here, here.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
I shall never fret.
Them mostly things that them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more in darkness. Plus they put me in the light.
Yeah. One man me fear, ready Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me know.
And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal, you know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No, a bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Hold them, Jaja, me say hold them. Hold them, Jaja, me say hold them. Hold them, Jaja. Yeah. Blessed be the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, that standeth in the way of sinners, not step in the seat of the scornful. But I delight in the law of the Lord God, the Rastafari. And in Jaja laws, while I meditate the day and night, therefore I and I shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth fruit and juice. not, also shall not wither. For whatsoever I and I do, it shall always prosper. Wicked are the soul. No. They are lost in trouble, but we drive us away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in his judgment, no. Say that I and I will give thanks and praise of a king I see new one. Sometimes I wonder, when will they be free from all brutality? Yes, for it's for them, no doubt.
Thank you. the days and the nights. It's just a one light, yeah, for all that is right. No matter the efforts, I know I cannot thank you enough for all the wonderful things manifest below and above. Still we need to blow it like us. Who just bless no man first? It's just who quench I thirst and brightly I shall love it at first. And he brings it for all he has done. Yeah. Just thank for life, whoa. With your faith survive, give just thank for life.
Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto
Psalm 81.
מזמור פ' למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
A long time me I try to understand why we people in the condition of poverty and slavery, based on jacked up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in our Genesis. Make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he delivered them. There was only one problem. Love them idolatry, them captivity, them
poverty and origin.
Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They're from beneath my eyes, the most high, cause we really want to understand why.
When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They come in need to ask them. Cause we really want to understand why. Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the sound? Time to turn around. Do you hear the song? Get down, bend down, lay down. On the ground, no time to play around, no time for games, yeah, mess around. Are we are the problem, are we always the cause? Turn it back on the creator, I know how we are the ones to say bubble and a hater. Them coulda never touch the 19, them coulda never touch the one who the most I appointed. Are we fall from grace, we told you this, no time to turn back and win the race.
Why do people perish? Do you understand it? They come in here to ask the most high, cause we really want to understand why.
Psalm 81.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגיבית לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
עוזנו, הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a song and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
Yes, 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 here, Aaron Silk,
Some say relation to the great Garnet, St. Garnet Silk. Aaron Silk here with Right Path, the right path, right way.
Be aware of temptation, so you can see when it comes. Look to the path of righteousness, for such is the way, the way.
Children, oh, now in this time,
of society to free the children out of captivity and send us all to Zion City. Send us home to Zion. Send us home to the dream. Send us home to Zion, beautiful
of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign, the opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we own that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
Upper room.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? O children of Israel? O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Sabbatical study. This Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
Shem Av Wahabein Ruach Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, hear, hear. And hear, 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 give ear. Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear. For the Chamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Bereshit, Sabbath in the beginning. Here picking up with Bereshit Dalet. The fourth chapter of Moshe's first book, the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Bereshit Dalet. Here, Genesis chapter 4, here at verse 19, for the Chamishi Aliyah, fifth reading, the fifth of offering for this Shabbat, Bereshit. Vayikach lo lemek shetei nasim shem ha achat ada with shem ha shenit sila. And Lamech took to him two wives. Vayikach lo lemek Shitei Nashim. The name of the one was Ada. Shem Ha Achat Ada. And the name of the other Zilla. With Shem Ha Shenit Sila. 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 And Lamech took to him two Ishas, two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal, Yabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal, Yubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bear Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal Cain was Naama. And Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken to my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. The birth of Seth, the spiritual seed, the spiritual race, the spiritual seed renewed. Verse 25. And Adam knew Ishto, his wife, again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For Elohim, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, who Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the Shem, the name of Yahweh, Yod Hey, Weh Hey, the Yahweh, the Yahweh, the Yahweh. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 5. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Sheshi Aliyah, hear for the sixth up offering, the sixth reading here for this Shabbat Bereshis, here Bereshis, hey, here at the fifth chapter, the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis. Ze Sefer Toldot Adam Biyoma Bero Elohim Adam Bidamut Elohim Asa Oto. This is the book, Ze Sefer. This is the book, Ze Sefer. This is the cipher. This is the book. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Ze Sefer Toldota Adam. In the day that Elohim created man. Biyom Bero Elohim Adam. In the likeness of Elohim. Bia Dmuta Elohim. 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 This is the Sefer. This is the book. This is the book of the generations. Ze Sefer 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 Toldot Adam Biyom Bero Elohim Adam Biyadmut Elohim Asa Oto. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. Zakara uanekeba bi raam waya barek otam. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Vayikra et Shema Adam Biyom Hiyabara Am and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called Shemo his name Seth. And in the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years. And he and died. The family of Sheth, the family of Seth. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh. And Seth lived after he begot Enosh 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enosh and Enosh, 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 and Enosh lived 90 years and begat Enan. And Enosh, Enosh, lived after he begat Cainan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. And Cainan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel, Mahalalel, and Cainan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Cainan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared, 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Hanok, Enoch, and Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Ha-Elohim after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch, Hanok, were 365 years. And Enoch, Hanok, walked with Elohim, and he was not, for Elohim took him.
After the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kadmal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications.
If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
As though it's about seven, I'm feeling so wise, like I'm in heaven, you know. But Ayman says, thou shalt not take the name of Allah thy God in vain. If you do, brothers and sisters, it might cost you pure pain. That would hate, that would not. As we gather round sons and daughters, it shall be still unknown. The child love you so, so you got to be a little while so. Just sit up in a teaching time to make you feel so fine. Dash rain, fall, spine, and keep them so relying. Down for a while and about the bus and style until you want to tell them the sound of will be died. As they not take the name of the Lord God in vain, it will cause you pure pain, I tell you. Respect the words of the Lord God. Heed and do his word. But in this time we have no choice, so we got to go forward. Forward, never back, we'll never say I love you forever. So we try to round the world and we don't roll until it's to you, girl. Until you daddy comes down with me. You won't eat on it, then we tell it to one. Someone little challenge, she that bust pure silence. See, we walk down the alley, singing, then we try down the valley. Gonna be with no intention till you're coming down and dash with segregation. Love one another, whether you black or white or brown or green, and come on the scene and be a really king. I say you gotta take it up to the words of God. Can God love us all, whether we're great or small? And before one of God's word pass away, but a nurture pass away. I see God to swing and swing for with the honor of the day. Down on the valley, see you got to fish alley. Rock it down the valley, when you see you fish alley. See you on the corner, when you really, really dally. Santa on the corner, and we check for Sister Molly. Don't you go, babe. As funny as I'm intending, got to move on down the lane. Move on down the street and kinda cool off the heat. Rocking way down to this rocker seat. You kinda burn up your shower, kinda cool off.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But we want the next verse with Amaric. But we want the next verse with Amaric.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 129 በቅንፍ 130 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። አቤቱ አንተን ከጥልቅ ጠራሁህ፣ አቤቱ ድምጼን ስማ፣ ጆሮህ የልመናዬን ቃል የሚያደምጥ ይሁን። አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ፣ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል? ይቅርታ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና። አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ተስፋ አደረግሁህ፣
نفسي بهجه تاقسج كما لداو ساعت جمروس كليليت نفسي بكزيافير تامنج كزيافير زند مهرت برسوم زند بزوم عدان نونا اسرائيل بكزيافير يتامن ارسوم اسرائيل نكهات يات هلو ياد نوال
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
مزمور 129 بقنف 130 يما ارك مزمور ابيتو انتن كتلك طراحو ابيتو دمصين سما جروح يلمن عين قال يميادمط يكون ابيتو حاطياتنس بتتطبابك ابيتو مان يقمال يقرتا كانت زند نونا ابيتو سلا سمح تصفى دركو نفسي بهجه تاقسج كما لداو ساعت جمروس كليليت نفسي بكزيافير تامنج كزيافير زند مهرت برسوم زند بزوم عدان نونا اسرائيل بكزيافير يتامن ارسوم اسرائيل نكهات يات هلو ياد نوال
Psalm 130 Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
مزمور 129 بقنف 130 يما ارك مزمور ابيتو انتن كتلك طراحو ابيتو دمصين سما جروح يلمن عين قال يميادمطيو ابيتو حاطياتنس بتتطبابك ابيتو مان يقمال يقرتا كانت زند نونا ابيتو سلا سمح تصفى دركو نفسي بهجه تاقسج كما لداو ساعت جمروس كليليت نفسي بكزيافير تامنج كزيافير زند مهرت برسوم زند بزوم عدان نونا اسرائيل بكزيافير يتامن ارسوم اسرائيل نكهات ياد هلو ياد نوال
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Thank you.
Bible. Bring forth the 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 Bible.
Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Mizmor Meto Salasa, Mizmor Meto Salasa, Psalm 130. Le redata yekarave teri, le redata, for help, for assistance, redata, erdata, le redata, yekarebe, that which is presented, teri, a call that is presented, le redata, for assistance, for help, le redata, yekarebe, teri. Today's daily psalm theme, le redata, yekarebe, yekarebe, teri, teri, a call, call out, teri. So you have the sense of Wayikra, 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 and he called a Teri, 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 a call, even a call by name. Yekarebe, that which is presented, that is an offering. Le redata, Yekarebe, Teri, a call that is presented for help. And here, 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 today's daily psalm, Hebraically, Mizmor Gof Lamed, Psalm CXXX is seen a sinner's cry, le redata yekareve teri, a cry, a call, teri, like a shout, a call out by name, teri, le redata, that is presented for help. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, the order of Melchizedek. Here we have Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Meto, Haya Zeten, Bekinfwist, Meto, Salasa. So here we have Psalm of David, Mezmore Dawit, a psalm, a chant, Isis, Mezmore, Mezmore Dawit, Meto, Haya Zeten. Psalm 129 in the archaic, the ancient pointing here. Bekinfwist, in parentheses here, according to Gormawi Nagusa Negest, Metzav Kedus, the King of Kings Bible, Bekinfwist, corresponding with today's numbering, Meto Salasa, Psalm 130. Ye me'arig mezmor, ye me'arig mezmor, ye of me'arig, arig, of ascension, of going up, of degrees, ye me'arig, ye me'arig, mezmor, a chant, Isis. Here theme the song of degrees, a song of ascents. Ye me'arig, mezmor, here, 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 the guy and I begin. Besama'ab, we'welid, we'menfes, kedus, ahadu, amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the Jemralen, we begin. Kut'ar'an, verse 1. Avetu, anten, katilika, rahu. Out of the depths have I cried to thee, O Lord. Abetu, abetu, my father, abe, 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 abetu. My father's father, O father, O ab of the bait. Abetu, anten, ante, the I male. Anten, the I, katilik, katilik. From tilik, tilik, the deeps, the depths, katilik, from the depths, terahu, terahu, I have called, terahu, I have called the eye male out of the depths, abetu, anten katilik, terahu, kuter hulet, verse 2, abetu, dimtsena, sema, joro, Yeleminayin kala yamiya demita yihun. Lord Abirtu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, hear my voice. Let may thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Abirtu, dimtsain, my voice, my sound, dimtsain, sema, Dimtzeina Sema, hear Sema, Sema, hear my voice, hear my sound, word, sound. Dimtzein Sema, Joroh, Joro, ear, Joroh. The eye, ear, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, I bear to. Yeliminayin, kal, limena, limena, limena. Beseeching, begging, request. Limena, limenaye, my request. Yeliminayin, kal, my request, my beseeching, my supplication. Of my supplication, the voice, here we have the word kal. Kal here in Amharic is the word. In Hebrew we have kol, kol, kol. Kol is the sound in the Hebrew. But kal in the Amharic is word. So here we have ye limenayin, of my supplication, of my beseeching, of my begging. Ye limenayin kal, the word of my supplication. Yemiyademit, yemiyademit, being attentive, being attentive. Joro, your ear. Joro, yelemenayin kal, yemiyademit yehun. May your ear be attentive to the word of my supplication. Joro, yelemenayin kal, yemiyademit, yemiyademit, to be attentive. Yehun, yehun, let it be. Kuter source, verse 3. Avirtu, chatiatinis, bittet ababeka, avirtu. Man, ikoman? If thou, avirtu, my father's father, O Av of the Beit, avirtu, if thou, avirtu, shouldest mark iniquities, avirtu, who shall stand? Avirtu, chatiatinis, bittet ababek. Avirtu, mani komal? Avirtu, my father's follow, Av of the Beit, chatiyat, chatiyat, sin, missing the mark, falling short, forfeiture, sin, chatiyatinis, and as for chatiyat, as for sin, here translated as iniquities, chatiyat, chatiyatinis, and as for sin, as for missing the mark, falling short, chatiyat, bitte babek, if thou shouldest, here, 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 we have the sense of tevek, tevek in bittet babek, bittet babek, bittet babek, if thou shouldest mark, the sense in the English, shouldest mark, chatiyat, chatiyatinis, and as for chatiyat, as for sin, akri, missing the mark, bittet babek, if you should mark to say, if you should expect, the sense of expect, wait for, expect, in that sense to say, mark, abirtu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, man, man, who, man, who, yikomal, yikomal, who will stand, who is he that will stand, man, yikomal, kuter arat, verse 4, yikrta, yikrta, Ka'anta zen nawinna, but there's forgiveness with thee, with the eye, that thou, the eye, mayest be feared, mayest be reverence. Here, 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 kuter arat, verse 4, yikerta, yikerta. Here we have yikerta, yiker, yikerta, the Amharic sense of forgive, to say yikerta, to say excuse me in Martin. Amharic, we say like sorry or excuse me or pardon, yikirta, 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 or the more sacred, holy sense of it is forgiveness. So we have yikirta, 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 here, 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 as forgiveness, as we have in the Hebrew, hatza licha, slicha, slicha. Some would say slika, but salicha, salicha. So we have forgiveness. In this sense, yikirta, forgiveness, yikirta, ka ante zen, ka ante zen. This expression here to say with and through, with the eye, through the eye, ante, the eye, ka ante zen, with the ayikrta ka anta zen nawinna nawinna, for forgiveness it is he is with the ayikrta ka anta zen nawinna yikrta ka anta zen nawinna. This is the part that's here. The second part of the verse, that thou mayest be feared, lima'an tivare, lima'an tivare, lima'an tivare in the Hebrew. Here in the Royal Amharic, we do not have this next part of the verse. It's only the first part of the verse that we have. But, or rather, forgiveness, for forgiveness is with the eye. Kutarat, for forgiveness is with the eye. Yikrta ka'anta zen nawinna. Kutar amis, verse 5. Avetu. Selesimih tesfa adereguhu nefse behigih tagesech. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. Hear. Bamarinya in the Metzav Kedus, Kutar Amis Abirtu, my father's father, O Abba the Beit Abirtu, Sile, because of Simih, Sile Simih, Simih, the I male name Sim, name Simih, Sile Simih, Tesva, hope, expectation, Adaregahu, I do expect, I do hope in the eye because of your name. Sile simih tesva adaregahu. Nefse, my soul, my psyche. See to my feelings, my emotion, my soul, my psyche. She, nefse, be hig. Hig is law here. Hig corresponding to law and Torah. Be hig. Behege in the eye, law. Behege tagesech. She is patient. She is patient in the eye, law. Speaking of my soul, nefse. Behege tagesech. Avirtu. Sile simi tesva deregahu. Nefse behege tagesech. Kuter sidist. Verse 6. Ka maladawa saata jamro iska leilita nefse be'egziavihir tamenech. My soul waiteth for egziavihir, sustainer, Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, more than they that watch for the morning, I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Ka maladaw saat jamro. Kamaladao, from the Malada, Malada, the early intercessory hours of the morning, roughly after 3 a.m., say 4, right before the real dawning of the dawning day, new day, Kamalada, but here expressed as morning, the earliest part of the dawning. Kamaladao se'at, from the Maladao Se'at, from the early morning, dawning, intercessory hours, Jemro, starting from the early dawning hours, Kamaladao Se'ata Jemro, Iska, to or till, until, reaching until, Iska Leilit, the night season, Leilit, Nefse, my soul, my psyche, be'egziavihar, in the sustainer, Yahweh, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, in the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Nefse, be'egziavihar, my soul, in the sustainer, Tamenech, she trusts, Tamenech, she trusts, my soul, my psyche, my feelings, my emotion, the seat of my feelings, my emotion, trust in the sustainer, trust in Egziavihir. Kamaladao Sa'at Jemro Iska Leilit Nefse Be Egziavihir Tamenech. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Ka Egziavihir Zen Mehiret. Ka Ersum Zen Bizu Madan Nawina. Israel Be Egziavihir Yitamen. make Yisrael, make Israel hope in the Gziyavihar and sustain Yahweh Hey HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, for with a Gziyavihar, the sustainer, mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Ka a Gziyavihar Zend, with, through, within, with, through a Gziyavihar, the sustainer, ka a Gziyavihar Zend. Mehiret, mehiret, mercy, mehiret. Be'arsum zen, and with him and through him, with him, intimately with him, through him, be'arsu, arsu, him, the pronoun for him, arsu, be'arsum, be'arsum, and in with him, zen, and with him, bizu, bizu, naf, naf, much, bizu, plenteous, bizu madan, madan, saving, salvation, preservation, madan, being dehna, bizu madan, winna, for with him is naf naf, salvation, plenteous madan, salvation, Israel, 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 Israel be'egziyavihir yitamin. May Israel trust yitamin, rastamin, yitamin. May Israel, Israel, trust be'egziyavihir in the sustainer, the generous, the good, open-handed, Ab, Father. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Here. Kuter Cement. Arsum, Israelin, kachatiatu, hulu, yadnewal. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Arsum, and he himself, arsu, he, arsum, and he, Israelin, Israel, Israel, Israelin, Israel, Kachatiyatu, from Chatiyatu, from his Chatiyat, from his sin, from his lack, from his missing the mark, his uckery, his forfeiture, from his sin, here translated as iniquities in the KJV, Bamarinya, Metzav Kedus, Kachatiyatu, from his sin, Hulu, all, Hulu, Kachatiyatu, Hulu, from all his sin, his uckery, kachat yatu hulu yadin newal. He will save madan, adan. He will make dehna. He will save Yisrael, Israel, from all his sin, from all his uckery. Arsu. Israelin kachat yatu hulu yadin newal.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 150. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
መዝሙር 129 በቅንፍ 130 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። አቤቱ አንተን ከጥልቅ ጠራሁ፣ አቤቱ ድምጼን ስማ፣ ጆሮህ የልመናዬን ቃል የሚያደምጥ ይሁን። አቤቱ ኃጢአትንስ ብትጠባበቅ፣ አቤቱ ማን ይቆማል? ይቅርታ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና። አቤቱ ስለ ስምህ ተስፋ አደረግሁ፣ ነፍሴ በሕግህ ታገሰች። ከማለዳው ሰዓት ጀምሮ እስከ ሌሊት ነፍሴ በእግዚአብሔር ታመነች። ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ምሕረት በእርሱም ዘንድ ብዙ ማዳን ነውና። እስራኤል በእግዚአብሔር ይታመን፣ እርሱም እስራኤልን ከኀጢአት ሁሉ ያድነዋል።
Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Daily Psalm, just went through a basic safe.
The Psalm, Mizmor, this Mizmor is best understood as an expression.
An expression of remorse for Hatiyat, for sin, and a plea for forgiveness on the part of an individual Israelite. Although it is a personal confession and prayer, he is a spokesman of his people, of Amo, and the hardships he is undergoing are due to national distress. The composition has probably to be connected with the time of Nehemiah. You have the time of Nehemiah and the troubles arising from Samaritan intrigue. What a very interesting and appropriate psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed. Kof Lamed, Mizmor Kof Lamed. Psalm CXXX, Psalm 130. And the 130th psalm, Ashir Hama'elot, Hama'elot, Shir Hama'elot. Song of Ascent, a Song of Degrees, Psalm 130. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, We have a sinner's cry. Today's daily psalm is themed. It's themed a sinner's cry, a sinner's call, a sinner's cry. Let's just bring this up as we're going to compare and contrast with the book of the seven seals of the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, the Metzav Kedus of Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. So here, just compare and contrast right? Here looking at the Hebrew firstly and foremostly, right? Le redata, and he says, le redata, yekarada teri, for help. Le redata, for redata. What is redata? For help, for assistance. Yekarabe. We have karab, the root of karabe, is the root of korban. We have korban, a korban, korban, an offering. But this is a yekarabe teri. Right? A call being presented, being brought forward, a call that's being offered, le redata, a call that's being presented, being offered for help, according to the Metav Kedus, the Mezmore Dawit, Meto Salasa, 100, 130. So today's daily psalm, just went through a basic Sefer Tehillim, kind of the overview, a sinner's cry, the psalm being best understood as an expression of remorse for Hatiyat, for missing the mark, falling short, was known as sin, or we can refer to as Ukri, Afri, Ukri, and a plea for forgiveness. Plea for forgiveness on the part of an individual, speaking of the indivisible dual, the individual Israelite. And now, as this is applicable to I and I and to we and to the children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians and your children of Yisrael? So this is applicable to the Ethiopian Hebrew and I and I, once lost, now found. Now, although it's a personal confession and prayer, this one here is also the spokesman of Amo, of Hizbu, his people, Hizbu, in the heart, Hizbu, his people, and the hardships he's undergoing are due to national distress, composition. And this is the key, because we're looking at this particular time and this particular season. I'd like to build on this, but first, it's a kind of an overview. So we call this the overview, especially here in this 400th year right here, 2019, right here. So we have, first of all, verses 1 and 2, the penitence, so the repentance cry. Now, the cry is a call, not so much as a boo-hoo-hoo. There might be that sort of emotion, emotiveness, but there's also the word cry, this call, mi ma imakim, from the depths, kiratika, Yahuwah, out of the depths have I called to the high, to the I, Jehovah, mi ama imakim, kiratika, Yahuwah, out of the depths have I called. Out of the depths have I called to the eye. So Hebraically, the keratika, kara, waikra. We have waikra and jakol, waikra. So here we have it in the sense of I, the first person, keratika, I call ka, the I, male, keratika, Yahuwah, I call to Jehovah, mi ma'imakim, the depths, the deep, from deep, am I calling? So this is the first thing, have I called? The Hebrew perfect of experience. So this psalm, today's daily psalm, though based on the objective reality of his divine majesty, here we get the subjective experience. The subjective experience, even in this word, have I called. Now KJV says, out of the depths have I cried. As a form of expression, have I cried to the eye? Abitu. So we have the first line here. It's a song of degrees. Ye me'arig mezmur. Abitu. Anten ka'tilik karahu. Ka'tilik from deep. Terahu. I have called to the eye. Male. The depths of waters. This is a common metaphor Hebraically, Afro-Shemitically, for troubles, waters, depths, in a sense of deep depths. Like I said, the waters have come into my soul from deep depths, in the sense of water. Just so we learn to read the sign language, have I called. So once again, the perfect in the Hebrew of experience to be rendered, in a sense, Hebraically, do I call? I have called. But there's a sense of not just, it's a way past action, but do I call? I have called. This is what I do. I do what I does, in that sense. I have called. Abitu dim sena sama joro yelim nayin kali amiya denit yehun. Now, we're looking at just the Amharic, a compare and contrast with the Hebrew right here, along with what we have in the King James Version. So King James says, how the depths have I cried to the eye? Better, have I called? Have I called? So keeping us with the teaching, even here in the third book of Moshe, Vayikra, Vayikra, Kara, Kara, to call. So looking at it Hebraically, Keratika, Keratika, have I called, not cried. We have other words for what we consider to be cry, but the sense of that calling out to one by name, calling on one by name, Kerahu. I've called on the eye, I've called to the eye. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice, the vocal of my supplications. Let thine ears be attentive. Adonai Shima'ah. Adonai. So here we have Lord, if you look in the KJV, and in better printing of the KJV, you'll see where they have full caps, L-O-R-D, and then we have uppercase L, lowercase O-R-D. Now that there corresponds directly to the Adonai, and I also say Adonai, 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 Shema, 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 Shema. Here, Shema, here, Shema, Adonai, Shema, Bikoli, Bikoli. Bikoli. Some Hebrews or Jews, Latter-day Jews will say Bikoli. We say Bikoli. Bit by way of preposition. Bit on or in koli. In my voice. Adonai, hear by way of my voice. Hear by way of my word, my voice. Hear my voice. Hear my vocal. Let thine ears be attentive. Hear my voice, let thine ears. So here we also have a progression of also action. Calling to the eye, right? Seeking to be heard, one's voice to be heard. And the one is calling upon, right? The caller, the callee, to be attentive. To be attentive to the voice. What kind of voice? To the voice of my supplications, the voice of my supplications, my supplications, my supplications, my supplications. Tihiyena, Ashubot, Ashubot, Lekol, Tachenunai. Tachinunai, Tachinunai. Hebraically speaking, Tachinunai. Let thine ears be attentive. Now this phrase, let thine ears be attentive. Let thine ears be attentive. In the singular, it occurs in Nehemiah's prayer. Here's why today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, is connected with the time of and the troubles in the times of Nehemiah, of Ezra and Nehemiah. And this connects with the return of the exile, the Yehudi, right, the black Jews of, you know, of Babylon returning, right, to rebuild, to repair the breach, to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and the national life. And then there were the Samaritans, right? There were troubles that were being caused because they were trying to stop the work of building the wall of Jerusalem and rebuilding the temple. Alright, so this is kind of interesting when we look at the works of, you know, the works before I and I now, right? According to the Ethiopian Hebrew and the Ethiopian World Federation, the land grant, all of that. Just to put that right there front and center for one moment, because it's very important that we see and also get strength, right, as we kind of learn that there's nothing new under the sun from Nehemiah's prayer in Nehemiah 1 and 6. So here is the opening portion of today's daily psalm. These two verses right here. Out of the depths, from deep, symbolizing the depths of the waters, and this common metaphor, right? This is part of the parabolical language, the parabolical and the logical language, the proverbs, the signs, right? So the depths is depths of water, and this is a common metaphor for troubles. In Psalm 124, round about verse 4, we have this again. Now, the second section, verses 3 to 4, speaks of the true good, the true God, being forgiving, right? Forgiving. Ha Elohim is forgiving, right? Or God is basically, Peshat speaking, is forgiving, right? Now, let's get into this verse right here, because this verse, there's two verse sections. There's the first two verses, the penitent's cry. There's 3 to 4, God, or we say Jah, because here we have the Yah or the Jah name. I like to bring and put emphasis on the Yah and the Jah name of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Section 3 to 4, Ha Elohim is forgiving, right? Verses 5 to 6, he anxiously awakes. In other words, the presenter, this is a sinner, the Ukkah's cry, call, anxiously awaiting Jah's deliverance. And verses 7 to 8, the exhortation to the people. what the people are being exhorted, what is the exhortation, in other words, the moral, right, the moral, as it were, of the mizmor, the moral of the mizmor of the chant. So here, section 3 to 4 of Psalm 130, let's touch on this right here. Im i'onot tishmar ya. Im i'onot, 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 im i'onot, im i'onot. Tishmar ya, tishmar ya. If thou, Lord, Jah, Yah, shouldest mark iniquities, im i'onot, i'onot tishmar ya. Adonai, miya ya emod, miya emod, miya emod, miya emod. If thou shouldest mark iniquities, Adonai, miya ya emod, who could stand? If you were to mark eonot or evonot, and Martin Hebrew wants to say evonot, eonot, eonot, iniquities, right? We say moral corruptions, right? Take account of. Pardon can only ensue, right? It can only ensue from Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's clemency. Now here, verse 3, KJV says, if thou, Lord, now notice Lord is full caps here. It says, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, here we have in lowercase, O Lord, who shall stand? So in the eighth part of the verse, we have Lord, L-O-R-D, but here we have different words are employed. The first is Jah. In the translation to the English, you say Jah, or the Hebrew Yah. Tishmar Yah, Tishmar Yah, Ima Onota Tishmar Yah, Adonai, Nia Emot. If thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Adonai, who could stand? Who could stand? Who? So here we have the first Yah, or Jah, the designation of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, as the savior of Yisrael, of the man who sees the true good, man who sees the true God. We have Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. Now the second Lord, right, in verse 3 of today's daily psalm, Psalm 130, verse 3, the second Lord is Adonai, Adonai, or Adonai, and I say Adonai. First is Jah, Yah, right? And the second is Adonai, Adonai. And this is my master. An expressive of dependence upon his kindness, like, oh, Lord of his mercy, Adonai, right? Who would stand before the divine, the divine tribunal, the trial and the tribunal? And who could stand to endure the ordeal of judgment? But there is forgiveness with the eye, that thou, the eye, mayest be feared, mayest be respected, mayest be reverenced. Now this is interesting, just to compare and contrast right here, but let's first of all just build right here. For with the eye, there is forgiveness. Ki imeka, ki imeka, ki for imeka, im with ka, with the eye, male. Ki imeka. Hasalicha, 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 hasalicha. We say like slika, slika, hasalika, hasalika, but really hasalicha, hasalicha. But some would say hasalika, 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 hasalika. Forgiveness, hasalika, kia, imeka, hasalika. That thou mayest be feared. Le ma'ana, tiaware. Le ma'ana tiware, tiware, some would say tivare, tiware, tiware, tivare. Other Yehudi, we say tiware, the wow, tiware, tiware. That you mayest be reverenced, you mayest be respected. Le ma'an, so that tiware, tiware, thou mayest be feared in that interpretation, but more respected, reverence. Four. The four has a sense of but, right, in the translation. But there is, right? But there is. This is how the KJV brings it out. But there is forgiveness. Now, in the Royal Park, I look also at the Septuagint. We have in this verse, it says, Yikrita kanta zenna wina. Yikrita, yikrita, yikrita. Forgiveness, letting it remain, leaving it behind, letting it remain. Ka'ante, from the eye male, through the eye male, na wina, for it is through the eye male. Now, the part, the phrase about that thou mayest be feared, in the Royal Amharic, and we also suspect, no doubt, in the Septuagint, is not found. Right? That part right there is an interesting nuance. But here we have the four key. Key imeka. Four imeka. We say Imanu. Imanu. Right? With us, El, Emmanuel. Here we say Imeka, Imeka, with the I, speaking to he who be, we be directly, says Mel, answering the point raised in verse 3, conscious of Chatiat, of Ephri, of Akri, of forfeiture, falling short, of missing the mark, he yet pleads with Ha'Elohim, with the true good, the true God, with source, because he who be, who he be, is forgiving and does not mark iniquities. All right, so it's with the eye. The key here, with the eye. Kia imeka, with the eye, male. As thy inseparable companion, with the eye. With the eye bears forgiveness. So here from the Hebrew sense, forgiveness is with him. It's a part of him. It's an inseparable companion to he who be who he be. Now when we look at the world of Harik, and even here, looking at the here we go right here. This is so very interesting right here in verse 4. In verse 4. Because when the part where it says that thou mayest be feared. That's right here. That thou mayest be feared. Looking at this in verse 4. Here in the Greek, the Septuagint, LSX, it says, Hoti para soy ho hilasmos estin. It says, for by you atonement is. Agreeing perfectly with the royal Amharic. Right, but we have Yekrita Kantazenawina in the LXX Hoti Para Soy Ho Hilasmo Saestin. For by you atonement Yekrita, or we say forgiveness, Haslicha, right, is. And so the sense of the fear, the reverence, right? It's interesting for the new covenant sense, perfect love cast out. Yes, it may us be feared. Ha Elohim pardons and removes the penalty of Chatiyat. So there should be respect, in that sense, to turn man's heart toward him in reverence, towards he who be, who he be, in reverence. So here, verses 5 to 6, he anxiously awaits John's deliverance, anxiously awaiting John's deliverance, keeping this in context. It's a sinner's cry or call. One can even say the sinner's prayer, Hebraically speaking. At verse 5 and 6, I wait for he who be, we be, for the Lord. My soul, she doth wait, and in his word do I hope. So we have verse 5. Verse 5, I wait for he who be, we be. Kawiti Yehovah, kawita nafshi. I wait, kawiti. Interesting, Bamarinya, let me look at the verse right here in the Royal Amharic. Some of the Yehudis will say kaviti, but it's a wow. So it's kawiti, right? Kawiti. Interesting, the sense right here. And the Amharic will say koiche. But here we have kawiti, Yehovah, kawita. Kawita, no, it's kawiti, I, right, wait for he will be, we be. Kiwu, someone have kiwita, and she, kuita, some point that's kuita, but kuita, nashi, my she, my soul, nashi, my psyche, she, my emotions, right, my affections, my desires, my emotions, my active will, my sense of self, my psyche, she also waits, right? And in his word, do I hope. With li debaro, and for his word, hochalti, do I hope, do I expect. I have waited, right? I have waited. The perfect of experience. Here again, this points to the subjective experience in the objective reality, in the truth. Similarly with the word, do I hope, is that perfect Hebraically of experience. My soul, the change, not change, but the going from the I, who I am, to nafshi, to she, my psyche, my soul. Some say it denotes the intentness in the innermost of the innocence and complete concentration and focus of the act of patience and waiting. This is what really heals us when we recognize the Hebrew, right, psychology and the application here. So I have waited, I do wait, and my psyche and my soul right, and my soul, the psyche, right? So this is the true, we could say, true psychology, right? The true psychology, bringing us to verse 6. Let's touch on verse 6 right here. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Nafshi la donai. Nafshi la donai. Adonai. My soul wait for Adonai. Nafshi la donai. Mia shomrim la boker. Shomrim la boker. My soul waited for Adonai. Adonai. Actually here it says my soul too. For Adonai, Adonai. Nafshi, la Adonai. La Adonai, li Adonai, la Adonai. Nafshi, la Adonai. Mi ashomrim. And from the watchman, la boker. The watchman, and from the watchman for the morning, shomrim, the watchman, the guards, la boker. La boker, la for boker. Boker, the morning. Boker tov, boker tov. Good morning. My soul waiteth for Adonai. My psyche, my affections, my desires, my emotions, my sense of self, my act of will. Nafshi la Adonai ani shomrim la boker, shomrim la boker. Now the translation usually, my soul waited for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning. So when it says they that watch, this is shomrim from the shama, shama to watch, to guard. Even when it says to keep the Sabbath, shomer shabbat, shomer shabbat. Me shomrim la boker, shomrim la boker. Yea, more than watchmen for the morning. But the verb has to be supplied. There's no verb in this verse here in the wild verse. There's no verb. Literally says my soul for Adonai from watchmen for the morning, watchmen to the morning or for the morning, basically. The Hebrew has to be supplied, the Hebrew being literally my soul to Adonai, to Adonai, my soul to Adonai. My soul is turned, some interpret that. My soul is towards, my psyche is to Adonai. How powerful is this if we receive this in spirit and in truth? My psyche, my affections, my desires, my emotions, my active will, my sense of self. Nafshi la Adonai. Some prefer not to insert the verb waited and holds that the translation, my soul is towards Adonai, Adonai, expresses more emphatically the notion of complete turning of the whole being to Jah, to Yahweh, to Jehovah, to He who be, who be, to Divine Majesty, to Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Consciousness of Akari, of Hatiyat, that was as a dark, disilluminated, right, foggy rose has a dark dim night. Forgiveness, haslicha, 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 yikrita, yikrita, yikrita. Forgiveness, it flushed the eastern heaven, right, the eastern heaven, the eastern horizon with prophetic twilight. So the psalmist, and I, wait, in the soul, in the psyche, for the light, for the illumination. His soul is one aspiration. His soul, and I soul now in this context here, verse 6, being one aspiration, spirit, one aspiration toward Ha-Elohim, toward the true good, the true God, the watchman. According to the Targum, the ancient teaching, the Shomrim, the allusion is to the Lewim, the Levites, in the Hekal, Ha-Hekal, in the temple, the Beit HaMikdash, Beit HaMikdash, eagerly looking for the appearing of the dawn to order the morning sacrifice. It may refer to the sentinels upon the city walls, impatiently awaiting the passing of the night to be relieved of their duties. Yay! Shomrim la boker, more than watchmen. The repetition, it produces the effect of urgency. And here we have verses 7 and 8 to fulfill today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the exhortation to Amo, to the people. Here we have the last two verses. Let Yisrael hope in Ekziyah, the sustainer, Yahweh, Jehovah, He who be, we be, His divine majesty. For with Jehovah, He who be, we be, His divine majesty, there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. Thy Lord, O Lord of His mercy. O Yisrael, man who sees the true good, the true God. Yahel Yisrael El Yahuwah, Kiyah Im Yahuwah,
ha-chesed v'harbeya imo p'fedut fedut v'harbey imo fedut 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 the feda fedeya the redemption fedeya good for ya fedeya you know redemption you having that word sound right there redemption. So the psalmist addresses his co-religionists, some would say co-irisicalists, right, the co-laborers, the co-religionists, those in the irisical and the spiritual liberty, and he exhorts, seeking to build them up to share his convictions. Right, he's convicted, his conviction, right, of the mercy, the chesed, shalom. The definite article is prefixed to the noun ha chesed, ha chesed. Ki aim Yahuwah, ki aim Yahuwah, ha chesed. Ki aim Yahuwah, ha chesed. For with, right? He who be, we be. Jehovah, there is ha chesed. There is the mercy, the love. Jah give I thy true love. So the definite article is prefixed to the noun, indicating the love, ha chesed, which is the assurance of hasalicha, hasalicha yikrita. So he gives that mercy, right? It's that mercy, right? Hebraically here, that mercy, that's the assurance, ha chesed. The mercy, the love, jalav, the assurance of forgiveness. So literally, of which he has just spoken of, and we just spoken of in verse 4. And there's plenteous, there's enough, with harbeya imo fedut. With harbe, there's abundance, harbe, with harbe, imo, with him, imo, with him, fedut. There's plenteous redemption, unlimited power to deliver. The phrase explained by some as he has the ways and the means. With he who be, we be, his divine majesty is the ways and the means of salvation in abundance, in nuff-nuff-nuff-nuff-nuffness. Ka-i-kiziyari-zen-ni-hiret, ka-ar-su-ma-zen-ab-du-zu-ma-dan-nu-in-na-israel, be-kiziyari-heri-yitamen. So that's brought out in the Book of the Seven Seals, also reflected in the Septuagint, right? In the Septuagint, read, for with he who be, who he be, right, there is loving kindness. With him there is abundant redemption. For with he who be, we be, there's mercy and abundant by him ransoming. But the Royal Amharic actually brings out, with him there's mercy, and with through him, through he who be, we be, bizu madan, nuf salvation, madan, right, and Adonai, madan, meskhane, medanit, bizu madan newinna, for it is through, nuf salvation is through him, Israel, be'egziyari ha-yitamen, Yitamen, Yachel Yisrael Eli Yahuwah. Speaking to Yisrael, oh Yisrael, oh, expecting he who be, who he be. Now here we have verse 8, just to fulfill today's daily psalm. Wihu, Vihu, some say Vihu, Vihu Yifdeh, Yifdeh, Wihu or Yifdeh, Yifdeh, link with Fidut, redemption, and he will redeem with who, and he himself. And he himself, here we have the pronoun he, who, with, and who, with who, the who are yifdeh, yifdeh, with who are yifdeh to Yisrael, Mikola e'onotayo, Mikola e'onotayo, we call it vonotayo, e'onotayo, from all his iniquities, and he will redeem Yisrael, and he himself will redeem Yisrael. Wehu Yisfedeh, Yisfedeh, Eta Yisrael, Mikola Eonotayo, from all his iniquities, antiquities, and he, in Hebrew, implying that redemption is assured because of the attribute of HaChesed, the mercy, the love ascribed, Emo, with him, he will redeem, Yisfedeh. Yifedeh, he will redeem, he will save Arsum. Israelin Kachatiatu Hulu Yadnawal. Yadno, he will save him. Yadnawal, he will save him, corresponding to the Yifedeh. Wuhu Yifedeh, the Israel Nikola Onotayo. From all his iniquities, from his iniquities and the national distress and stress which follow thereon. This petition also in Psalm 25:22, redeem Yisrael, O Elohim, out of all his troubles. Trump is.
Look more drums.
Item of news from the JBC newsroom. Entertainer and reggae star Bob Marley is now patient in the University Hospital after receiving gunshot wounds during a shooting incident which took place at Marley's home at 56 Hope Road tonight.
In the community, you're going to, it's a problem. Like you're going to have prison.
Cause we don't need no trouble. How have we been?
Hey, yo, lesson here, baby. You come at the king, you best not miss.
Here comes the danger, sent by the savior. Welcome the Rasta youth. I and I a start recruit, soldiers for Selassie army. Hey. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the savior, welcome the Rasta youth. You're not for oxyzo, I did general issue in a warning. Your people them a ball, said them tired of mediocre. Evil a go fall when we tread in Ethiopia. Me leaving from down, cause them life no easy boat. Even Bantan said it's not an easy road. Operation, occupy the motherland. Calling all souls as to kind each other long. From creation, he writing a job plan. But chronics can't do it alone. So I'm recruiting soldiers coming from near and far, right? Executing, still I see I works and me lost a far right through. And them say here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the savior, welcome the Rasta youth. I'm on a start recruit, soldiers to still I see I army. Aye. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the savior, welcome the Rasta youth. You're not for oxygen, I did general issue in a warning boy. Waving the banner red, green and gold. It is such a honor for the season fall. Discovered on stones, on trees and scrolls. And even in the stories that Jesus told. Rasta youth must inherit the earth. Can't sit down, Jaja send me to work. Bring the fire in a room, Jaja send me to purge. But I can't do it alone, Rasta recruiting. Soldiers coming from near and far, right here. Executing, still I see I works and be lost a far, right through. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Sent by the savior, welcome the Rasta youth. I and I a start recruit, soldiers to still I see I army. Hey. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the savior, welcome the Rasta youth. You're not the oxygen, I did general issue in a warning, ayy. Left or right, the soldiers are gone. Left, right, the soldiers are gone. Ayy, could I never throw it down, no more. Yeah, I will say left, right, the soldiers are gone. Here comes trouble, my friend, and here comes danger. Rastafari, send me come. I say we're sent by the Savior. Here comes trouble, my friend. Here comes danger, whoa, whoa. Puna, hey. And then say, here comes trouble. Here comes the danger. Here comes trouble. Here comes the danger, sent by the...
Yes, I tell me, spirit say, that tell me, or perish, I mean, first love, first love, make it sing some more.
Mizmor kuflamet shir hamma'alot. ממעמקים כרביך אדוני, אדוני שמעה וקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם עוונות תשמור יה, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי עמך הצליחה למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני, קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו הוחלתי. נפשי לאדוני, משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדות, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו.
מזמור קוף למי שיר המעלות. מי ימה אמקים קראתי כיהוה אדוני שמעה וקולי. תהיה נא אז נקה כשבותה לכל התחנוני. אם העונות תשמר יה אדוני מי יעמוד. כי יעמקה הסליחה למען תוארי. קוויתי יהוה קוויתה נפשי ולדברו הוחלתי. נפשי לאדוני מי ישומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל לאלי יהוה, כי עמי יהוה החסד, והרבה עמו פדות, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עונותי.
Shalom, Chavarim. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed. Mizmor Kof Lamed. Psalm, CXXX, Psalm 130. It's a shir, shir ha-ma'elot, shir ha-ma'elot. It's a song of ascents. Miya ma'emakim, k'rati ka-yahua. Out of the depths have I called to thee, I, O Jehovah. Hear, 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 a sinner's cry, and Ucker's shout. This is Ucker's shout out. This is what a sinner, Ucker, shouts out. Mi amai maki, rati kai Yehova. Out of the depths have I called thee, I, O Jehovah. Now here, 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 we're looking at the Sefer Tehillim, Chabarim. And here, looking at, compare and contrast to the KJV, King James Version. Grab your pen, right, the paper, get some pen and paper, get a pen and paper, and the sacred scriptures, B-I-B-L-E. So here in the KJV, we have Psalm 130, a song of degrees, a song of degrees, a shir in Hebrew, shir, ha, ma'illot, of ascension, of degrees, of going up, ma'illot, the Allah, aliyah, we get the aliyah. A shir, ha, ma'illot, a song of degrees, a song of ascent, out of the depths. Out of the depths, from out of the depths, me ma imakim, karatikai hoa, I have called thee, I male, the I, O he who be who he be. I've called thee, I, and none other, out of the depths, me, ma'imaki. Opening verse here, the penitent's cry, the penitent's call, shout out. The cry is not so much the boo-hoo-hoo cry, but it's that calling out, karatika Yahuwah, karatika Yahuwah, karatika Yahuwah. I've called thee, I, O Jehovah. This psalm is also theme, the hope, the expectation. Yea and amen in the forgiving love of Jehovah, of Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh, Weh-Heh, of Yahweh, Yahweh. So the psalm, the Mizmor Kof Lamed, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, Shema'ah Yisrael, here, give ear, O Yisrael, Mizmor Kof Lamed, Psalm 130, Psalm CXXX, yes, is best understood, understood, and overstood. Get a good standing. The standing here in today's daily psalm, being firm and flat-footed, is that this mizmor, this chant, this intonation, is an expression of remorse for chatiyat, hachet, and it's a plea. It's a plea for forgiveness. It's a ask, a petition, a plea, a beseeching for forgiveness on the part of an individual Israelite, of an individual Israeli. Israelite. Now, although it is a personal confession and prayer, he is a spokesman of Ammo, of his people. And the hardships he is undergoing are due to national distress, even in times like these.
the hardships he and we and I and we are going through are due in today's daily psalm to national distress, stress and distress. The composition, Mizmor Kof Lamed, has probably to be connected with the time of Nehemiah, and the troubles arising from Samaritan intrigue. And we're not speaking about the good Samaritan that Rabboni Yeshua, that I and I Rabbi Yeshua HaMashiach has disclosed to us in the Mashal. We're speaking about the Samaritan intrigue. See, when you understand the Samaritan intrigue, then the words of Rabboni Yeshua would be more clear to us of the good one. There's a good one. There's a good Samaritan, but these are not the good Samaritans. They had this intrigue during the time of Nehemiah, after the return of the Yehudi, of the Yedim, of the Jews, even we, the black Jews, from Babylon, from the Babylonian captivity and exile during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. So it's the penitent's cry here. Here we have verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2 composing the penitent's cry, the penitent's shout, the penitent's call out, the penitent's cry right here in today's daily psalm. Verse 1, the Aleph verse. Mi ma'ki ratika Yehovah Adonai Shima'ah bekoli Tehiyena azaneka kashuvot likol tachanunai. Lord Adonai, hear my voice. Adonai Shima'ah V'koli, Shima'ah, V'koli, hear in my voice, hear my voice, hear V'koli, V'koli, by way of my voice, in my voice, hear it in my voice, Adonai, Shima'ah, V'koli, hear my voice, may thine ears be attentive, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications, let thy ears, Tihiyena Azneka, Kashuvot, let thine ears be attentive, attend, be attentive, let it be, may your ears be, tihiyena, azneka, the eye ear, the eye speaking directly to Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, azneka, the eye's ears, tihiyena, azneka, kashuvot, be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Likol tachnunai. Likol. For the voice to the call, to the word, the voice, the sound. Likol tachnunai. 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 My tachnunai. My supplications. Out of the depths, out of many, many waters. Many waters, right? Many rivers to cross, and the rivers contain what? The rivers contain water. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, a sinner's cry, an ukkah's shout out, the penitent's cry, the depths, the ma'imakim, mi ma'imakim, out of the depths, the ma'imakim. You ever been in the ma'imakim, right? You've been in the depths. And seek to come out of the depths and out of the depths, mi ma'imakim, the ma'imakim, the depths of waters. This is a common metaphor, a Hebrew, learn to read the Hebrew sign language, right? The Hebrew hieroglyphs, so to speak, the word picks right here, the ma'imakim. Let's talk about the ma'imakim, the depths, the deeps. Common metaphor for troubles, so many troubles, many rivers to cross, mi ma'imakim. The depths. We have this also in Psalm 124. We have verse 4. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, I and I. The streams had gone over our soul. The streams had gone over our psyche. Then the waters. Izai Hamayi Shitafunu. Shitafunu overwhelmed us, the ma'im, ha-ma'im, the waters. Izai ha-ma'im, shitafuni.
Nachla Avar Ala Nafashen. Shitafunu had gone over I, gone over us. The streams had gone over I, Saul, the stream. A mountain torrent swollen by heavy rains. Then the proud waters. Then the proud waters had gone over I, Saul. The proud waters, Izai Avara, Allah Nafshenu, Avara, Allah Nafshenu, going over the proud waters, Hamayi, Hazedonim, the proud waters, Zedonim waters, Hazedonim, Hamayim, Hazedonim, the proud waters, Izai, Avar, the Eber, the Hebrew. And go to the Hebrew root, Avar, to go over, to cross over, have crossed over. Izai, Avar, Ala Nafshein, had gone over, going over, had kind of Hebrewed over, crossed over. I and I psyche. But it's out of the depths. It's out of these troubles, in these troubles, but it's out of these troubles, I call me ma'imakim. Karatika Yahuwah. Karatika Yahuwah. I've cried an ode of the steps. Shir ha ma'ilot. Out of the depths. I have called out to the eye by name, O he who be who he be, Shir ha ma'ilot. Mi ma'imakim, karatika Yehovah. Adonai, shima'a v'koli, tihye naz neka, kashuvot likol tachnunai. May your ears be attentive to the voice of Tachnunai, my supplications. Listen, hear my voice. Listen, be attentive. Your ears, attend. May they be attentive to the voice, to the sound, the call that we have here. Likol, vikoli, likol, vikoli, Adonai, shima'a, vikoli. Tihye naz neka, kashuvot, likol, tachnunai. In Hebrew, the perfect of experience is expressed here. I have called keratika, to be rendered, do I call, keratika, I call, I have called, I am calling because I have called, this is what I do, keratika, do I call, may thine ears be attentive. This phrase here, in the singular, it occurs in Nehemiah, in Nehemiah's tefillah, Nehemiah's prayer. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 6, right here, we look at Nehemiah. So let's look at Nehemiah for a moment. Let's look at Nehemiah, very important time when we study the Psalms, to give praise with understanding, to give praise with overstanding. Here in Nehemiah 1 and 6, Nehemiah's prayer, may thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, thy servants, and confess the sins, the ukkeries of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Both I and my father's house have ucked up, have committed fornication under the crown of the king, as is that crown, right? The crown around the ark. Right, with the 10 words, that witness, that testimony, that witness before thee in the tabernacle sense, right? In the tabernacle sense is before the door of the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, the Mishkan, and in the church, in that Ohel Moed, the Kahal, the Kehillah in the wilderness, when you're in the tabernacle, it's before the veil, and when the veil is rent, right, it's before the ark. In the presence of the ark, because that witness, right? And there's a crown around the ark, right? The crown around the ark. So what is being prayed here by the ucker, the ones who has fallen short, right? The forfeiture, right? Who has sinned, or as we say, who has ucked up, All right, this is the Uckers shout out to Jehovah, me, ma'imakim, kratika Yehovah, Adonai, shima'a, vikoli, tehiye naz, nekak, ashuvota, lekola, tachnunai. This now, first two verses here, bringing us in today's daily psalm to verses 3-4. Elohim, ha-Elohim, the true God is forgiving. The true good, the true God is forgiving. He who be, who he be, is forgiving. So here we have the Gimel verse. Im e'onota tishmar ya Adonai miya ya emod. Miya emod. Adonai miya emod. If thou ya ja. If thou ja. Here in the KJV, verse 3 reads, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Now, in the King James Version of the Bible, if one to ones are following along and reading for themselves, you'll see that according to the King James printing of the Bible, which is a better point of reference here for our studies, today's daily psalm, Psalm 130, if thou, the first Lord is full cap, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, shouldest mark iniquities, and then we have O, right, the letter O, right, then it's capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Who shall stand? Here in the Hebrew it reads, Im e'ono tatishmar ya Adonai mi ya emod. So we have ya or ja. Here we have ja. Ja right here. This is much like Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15 verse 2 where it says, the Lord, right? The Lord, right, is my strength. The Lord has become my song, right? This ja, ja. We have the Savior of Yisrael. Right, so different words are employed here in the Hebrew. Im onota tishmar ya, tishmar ya, tishmar ja, tishmar ya. Adonai, 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 mi ya emod, mi who ya emod, ya emod, ya emod, to stand. He will stand. Mi who ya emod, who is it that will stand? Adonai, Adonai, mi ya emod, mi ya emod, mi ya emod, ya emod, mi ya emod. Adonai, im onot, im vonot, im onot tishmar ya. Adonai, mi ya imot, who shall stand? Elohim is forgiving. If thou, Ja, shouldest mark iniquities, im onot tishmar ya. If thou shouldest mark, shouldest guard or closely guard, like closely watch, tishmar. Tishmar ya, tishmar cha, tishmar ya, Adonai, 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 Lord, Master, Sovereign, Adonai, mi, who, ya emod, ya emod, ya emod, ya emod, who shall stand? The implication here is, who could stand? Who could stand if you shouldest mark, take account of? Pardon, true forgiveness, can only ensue from Ha Elohim's clemency, from his mercy. Oh, Adonai, Adonai, of his mercy, oh, Lord of his mercy, from his clemency. As we pointed to, there's two different words employed here for Lord in Psalm 130 here at verse 3. This is a good case in point. Different words are employed. The first is Yah. The first is Jah. It's the Jah name, the designation of Elohim as the Savior, as the Moshiach. Right, the Moshiach of Yisrael, as the Savior of Yisrael, as we have in Exodus. The Song of the Sea, Exodus 15, verse 2. The second, Adonai, 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 the second word employed here for the Lord in translation means my master, my sovereign. It expresses dependence upon his kindness, right? Dependence upon his kindness, serving at the Adonai, Adonai, Adonai's pleasure. Stand. The stand. Ya'imod. Ya'imod or Ya'imod. Somebody not says Ya'imod, but Ya'imod, Ya'imod, Ya'imod. To stand, me ya imod. That's the question. Me who ya imod? Me ya imod? Who will stand before the divine tribunal and endure the ordeal of judgment? Who could stand before the divine tribunal and endure the ordeal? Which ordeal? The ordeal of judgment. Kia imka hasaliach, hasaliach, hasaliach. For with the eye there is forgiveness. But, however, forgiveness forgiveness with the eye. Kia imka hasaliha hasaliha. There is a saliha, 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 saliha. Some say slika, saliha, hasaliha. Kia imka hasaliha. Le ma'an tiware, le ma'an tiware. That thou mayest be feared, that thou, the eye, mayest be tiware, be respected, be reverenced. Le ma'an, so that tiware. Somebody say tiware, tiware. We none says tiware. Le ma'an tiware, yaki, imka, hasalicha. Le ma'an tiware. For, ki, brought out in translation, some say better as but, bring that sense, ki, for, ki, imka, ki, imka, for, imka, with the ka, with the I, hasalicha, hasalicha, the forgiveness, answering the point that's been raised in the Gimel, the third verse, conscious of the ukkery, conscious of the fornication of the crown of the king, the falling short, conscience, and the consciousness of the Chet, ha-chet, the ukkery, he and I and we yet pleads with Elohim because he is forgiving. For he is forgiving and does not, quote, mark iniquities. That was the point raised. Adonai, Mia Ya'imod, oh Lord, oh Adonai, oh Adonai, who could stand? Im onota tishmar ya. If iniquities, perversenesses, tishmar ya, tishmar, if the ayah should mark them. But the word here is to tishmar, shamar, to guard, to keep, as if to keep, right? To keep the Sabbath holy, for example, the same word, right? The shamar, shamor, here we have tishmar. Tishmar, if perversenesses, iniquities, antiquities, aim, onota tishmar, Yah, if Jah, who is the Moshiach Yisrael, this is the Savior name, Jah, or Yah is the Savior name brought out in Exodus 15 and 2. So the key, im ka, im, with ka, with the eye, as thy inseparable companion, for with the eye, as the eyes, inseparable companion is ha the salicha, is the salicha, ha salicha, ha salicha, is the forgiveness, the salicha, or as some would say slika, is the slika, ha slika, ha salicha, le ma'ana tiware, so that tiware, so that the eye mayest be reverenced. Elohim pardons and removes the penalty of chatiat of hachet, to turn man's heart heartily toward him in reverence, in respectfulness. Thus, moving on here to verses 5 to 6. 5 to 6 in today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here, 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 Mizmor Kof Lamed. Psalm CXXX, Psalm 130. Here in verses 5 to 6, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. In his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. He and I and we anxiously with anticipation await Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, deliverance, I liverance. Kawi ti Yahuwa, kawi ta nafshi, I wait for he who be, who he be. Kawi ti Yahuwa. Kwiti owa, kwiti yahuwa, kwiti, 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 I wait for he who be, who he be. Kwita, 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 nafshi, and she, nafshi, my nefesh, my soul, nafshi, and she waits, kwita, 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 nafshi. I wait and she waits. I wait and my psyche waits for he who be, who he be. We ti, I, myself, wait, Yahuwah, for he who be, who he be. We taha, nafshi, and ha, my soul, we taha, nafshi, and my soul, my psyche, she waits. With li davaro, ho chalti, and in his word, we and li for devaro, veli devaro, veli devaro, some would not say veli devaro, veli devaro, veli devaro, for devaro, devaro, for his word, in his word, in his davar, hadavar, in the beginning, hadavar, in his word, we ali devaro, ho chalti, ho chalti, ho chalti, I hope, I expect. Literally, in the Hebrew, the sense of I wait, kwiti, is literally waited, I have waited. It's the perfect of experience. Similarly, do I hope, I have hoped. I have hoped, I am hoping because I have hoped. I have hoped, I am hoping because I have hoped. It's the Hebraic of the experience. Kwiti Yahuwa kwitaha nashi, weli davaro ho chalti. My soul, the change from I, some say, to my soul denotes the intentness and complete concentration of the act of waiting. We say from the outer, right, to the innermost of the innocence. This is why kuiti Yahuwah, I wait for he who be who he be. Kuita nafshi, kuita nafshi. And she, my soul, my psyche, she waits. And in his word, we li davaro hochalti, in his promise to forgive uchery sins and to deliver, to I liver, to save I and I from hardship, to give us the victory of the good over the evil. So here, bringing us here to the sixth verse, to the Vav, some will say the Vav verse, the Wow, the Vav verse right here, to the sixth verse right here. Nafshi, Nafshi, La Donai, Mia shomrim lavokar, shomrim lavokar. My soul, KJV has, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Now, there's the italicized parts that we kind of speak and utter in a secondary voice, because it's not really there. So the verse would actually be, my soul for Adonai, for the Lord, more than they that watch for the boker, for the morning. They that watch for the boker, more of a literal sense of nafshi, my soul, my psyche, as she has been made mention of in the hey verse, kwiti Yahuwah kwitaha nafshi, my soul waiteth. My soul waiteth. I wait for he who be who he be. I myself and my psyche, she waits. And in his word do I hope. We lead the varo hochalti. Nafshi, here in the sixth verse, the Wow verse. Nafshi, my soul, my psyche, speaking of she. La Adonai, for Adonai, my psyche, she is for Adonai. Mi shomrim la boker, shomrim la boker. More than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. This is the implied sense right here. My psyche, she waits. My psyche, here the verb must be supplied. There's not a verb here. It's nafshi, my psyche, my soul, she, la Adonai, la Adonai, le Adonai, la Adonai, for Adonai, nafshi, la Adonai, she is for Adonai. The verb has to be supplied, the Hebrew being literally my soul to Adonai, my psyche to Adonai, she is to Adonai. Some say turn, she is turned to, but that verb, the verb has to be supplied. Some continue that the waiteth, right? My soul is towards, right? Some would insert the idea of waiteth, as you can see in the translations. The idea of waiteth, even in the KJV, is italicized. My soul for the Lord. Nafshi la'adonai. But the translators often supply that, you know, trying to continue the interpretive sense from the fifth verse. Now, no doubt, the idea of wait is still fresh there because the fifth verse, the hey verse, said, I wait for Jehovah, and my soul, my psyche, she doth wait. So it's continuing this idea, and in his word do I hope, my soul for Adonai, nafshi la'adonai. So the idea, one would say, well, it must be continuing the sense of wait, right? Some hold the translation, my soul is towards, it's in the direction, it's for, towards Adonai, expresses more emphatically the notion of complete turning of the whole being, turning one's whole being to Elohim. Consciousness of chatiyat hachet, of the sin of the ukri, was a dark, a disillumined, no night, a dark and disillumined night. Forgiveness, ha salicha, salicha, forgiveness, flush the eastern heaven, the eastern horizon with prophetic twilight, in a kind of a twilight zone here. So the psalmist in I waits for the light, for the illumination, and his soul, his psyche, she, the nefesh, is one aspiration, spirit, one aspiration toward, together, toward Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. And the connection of the watchman, the shomrim, me shomrim, from the shomrim, more than watchman. Remember the shomrim we had in the third verse, the Tishmar, Shamar, Shamar, Tishmar, speaking to he who be who he be, to watching, right? Im onota Tishmar, ya, if thou, ja, shouldest mark, shouldest watch, if you should watch, onot, iniquities, perverseness, twistedness. Im onota Tishmar, ya, Adonai, mi ya imod, mi ya imod, mi ya imod, who could stand? Now here, nafshi, la donai, my soul, my psyche, la donai, mi shomrim, la boker, more than the shomrim, the watchman, the shomrim, la boker, more than the watchman for the morning. Now according to the Targum, the ancient Targum, the allusion to the Lewim, ha Lewim, the Levites, Lewawion in Hahekal, in the temple, eagerly looking for the appearance of dawn. Why? To offer the boker, the morning sacrifice. It may also refer to the sentinels that were upon the city walls through the night, impatiently awaiting the passing of the Laila of the night to be relieved of their duties. Mi shomrim la boker, shomrim la boker, more than shomrim la boker for the morning, shomrim, watchman la boker, watchman for the morning. The repetition, it produces the effect of a urgency, like now, right now. And here, bringing us to the fulfillment right here. It's Likul Bat Talu, a very important psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 130. We have verses 7 to 8. The exhortation to Ha'am, the exhortation to the people, the exhortation to Jah people, verses 7 and 8. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. The exhortation to the people, the build-up, to exhort, to build, exhort one another, build-up, the build-up to the people. Here the psalmist in I addresses I, for lack of a better word, co-religionists or co-irithicalists, right? Co-religionists or fellow worshippers, and exhorts them to share I convictions as he exhorts us to share his convictions. Well, what are we convicted of? What are we convicted of? Yachel Yisrael Eli Yehovah, Ki Ya'im Yehovah, Ha Chesed, with Harbei Ya'imo Afedut. Oh, Yisrael, hope in Jehovah, Yachel Yisrael, Eli Yehovah, hope in Jehovah, O Yisrael. Ki Ya'imi Yehovah, Ha Chesed, Ki, for, with, he who be, who he be. Ki Ya'imi Yehovah, Ki Ya'im Yahuwah, Ki Ya'im Yahuwah, Ki Ya'imi Yehovah, Ha Chesed. There is the Chesed, the mercy, the Chesed, the loving kindness, the Chesed. The love, the true love, ha chesed, the mercy, ha chesed, ki aim Yehovah, ha chesed, with harbei aimo fidut, and with him is plenteous fidut, right? Fidut is plenteous redemption, with and harbei, enough, plenteous, with harbei aimo, like Immanuel. Right, that El is with us, Imo with him, we harbeh Imo fidut, and with him is plenteous fidut. Ha chesed, love, Hebrew chesed, love, often translated as mercy, or in some cases as loving kindness. Ha chesed, not chesed, but chesed, the chesed, ha chesed, love. The definite article, ha, is prefixed to the noun chesed, ha chesed, ha chesed, the chesed, the mercy, the love, the loving kindness, indicating the love, ha chesed, that is the assurance of ha salicha, of the slicha, of the forgiveness. So, in the literal sense of that he had spoken, he and I have spoken and have voice, word, sound in verse 4. In verse 4 of today's daily psalm, ki imka ha salicha, for with the eye there is forgiveness. Ki imka ha salicha, le ma'ana tiware, that thou mayest be respected. Plenteous redemption. We harbe imo fedut. We harbe imo fedut. And with the eye, with the eye, with the eye, with the eye. Now here it says, hope in building up Yisrael, to hope in he who be, we be Yachel Yisrael. Yachel, 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 hope, expect, Yachel. Yisrael, Eli, Hoa, Eli, Hoa, Il, Yahuwah, Il, Yahuwah, Eli, Hoa, Kia, Imi, Hoa, HaChesed, for with he who be, we be, there is the love, HaChesed, with Harbeha, Imo, and plenteous with him, Fedut, Fedut, redemption, and plenteous with him, redemption. Yachel, Yachel, Yachel. Just to zoom in on this word, hope, yachel, the yachel sense of hope here in today's daily psalm, here in the Zain verse, the seventh verse, yachel Yisrael Eli Yehovah, hope Yisrael, expect, be expectant, yachil, 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 to wait, yachal, from yachal, to be patient, to hope. In a sense, to be pained, to stay, right, to tarry, as a sense implies, a sense of to tarry, to trust, to wait. But the more better sense is be expectant, expect, expect it, right? Be expectant, expect in he who be who he be, expect. There's a name, Yachal, Yachal, Yachil, Yachilel, Yachilel, the expectant of El, the one who expect in the true good, the true God, to expect, right? Yachil here, we have yachil as an adjective, to should hope, should expect. Yachil, should hope, to expect, right? Expect in, right? Or expect to, in the sense of il Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be who he be. Kia imi Yahuwah ha-chesed, for with he who be is the love, is ha-chesed. Jaja, give me true love. Ha-chesed is that true love, that mercy. With harbeh imo fedut, and with him is plenteous redemption. Wehu yisdeh et Yisrael mikola evonotai, mikola evonotai, and he will redeem Yisrael, Israel, from all his iniquities. And he, wehu, wehu, wehu. Some say wehu, and he, wehu. We say wehu, wehu, and he, emphasized in the Hebrew, who, he himself and none other. He, implying that redemption is assured, because of the attribute of ha-chesed, of the mercy, of the love, the loving kindness, ascribed, imo, ascribed that with him and to him. This is why we expect to him, Yachel, Yisrael, Laili, Yahuwah, Il, Yahuwah, to Jehovah. He will redeem Yisrael. Wehu, Yifdeh, 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 Yifdeh means to redeem, Yifdeh. He will redeem, Yifdeh, et Yisrael, Mikol, from all onotayo. Onotayo, someone said, Evonotayo, Evonotayo. And he will redeem, right? Redeem the Pedut, distinction. Pedut, Pedut, Fedut, right? Fedut, Pedut, right? Fedaya, Fedia, right? Even I and my brother, Yifti, Yifti, the sense of redemption, right? The Pidon, or the Pidion, Fidion, right? The redeeming, the redemption sense. that redeeming, that redemption sense that we have. He will redeem Yisrael, but here, the context that he will redeem, he will fada, right? Fada or pada, pada. Pada in one sense means to sever, in the sense of severing something, cutting something, and ransoming it. Right? In the sense of releasing and preserving, in the sense of even rescuing, but the more ancient Hebraic idea is to sever, and in so severing, right? In so severing, one releases it, and thus one ransoms, right? That sense, the idea, what's the Hebraic, you know, learning to read the language, right? In the spirit of the, not just the letter, but in the spirit of the word. Right, wahu and he are yisfedeh et Yisrael, me call from all, me from call all, onotayo, from all, evonotayo, from all his iniquities, perversities, moral evils, from the aon or the avon, aon, avon, the aon, 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 avon, right, often known as avon, right, avon, evonotayo. His perversity, fault, iniquities, mischief, punishment of iniquity and sin. Sometimes this word is translated as, well, getting to the root, right, of the aon, aon or avon, right, avon, avon, right. This is the perversity or moral, right, coming from the Hebraic ava, right, awa, awa, ava, 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 to crook, right, to make something crooked, to do amiss, right, to bend, to bow, or to commit iniquity, to pervert, to twist something, to do wrong. The implication there. But this is what Yisrael, wahu yifedeh to Yisrael, redeeming Yisrael, that corporate, right, the mind and the corporate body, mikola onotayo, from all, out of all. This is the sense of out of all his perversities, from his iniquities and perversities and the stresses and the national distress that follow thereon. The petition that we have in Psalm 25, round about verse 22, is redeem Yisrael, O Elohim, out of all his troubles. So there's a connection here with the 25th Psalm, just to note this here, the 25th Psalm, right, the 25th Psalm, let's just bring this to the record, 25th Psalm, and the context here to iditate, take a Selah moment on this right here, the 25th Psalm, let's look at KJV right here as we just fulfill this little, it's a little psalm, a small psalm, but very important psalm. So the 25th, 25, verse 22, redeem Yisrael, O Elohim, O God. Today, Elohim, et Yisrael. Today, 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 Elohim, et Yisrael. Mikol tzarotayo. Mikol, from all his tzarotayo, from all his anxiety, the straits, the difficulties, and the reflection of this, even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, Psalm 130.